We've just seen the worst first week of the year in stock market history. Fears over economic trouble in China send stocks plunging around the world, but we also got a surprisingly good employment report yesterday in the United States. So the economy here might be stronger than we thought, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
This past week has not been dull for anyone trading stocks. Weak economic data in China sent shares there lower. That's not so unusual. But this time, the Chinese government had instituted what are called circuit breakers to suspend trading after a sharp decline. That was supposed to calm investors, but it backfired. This was some of the coverage on CNBC.
We've hit what they call circuit breaker.
Number one.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's very disconcerting for the markets. They're learning by doing.
We got the Shenzhen markets basically falling through 2,000, down 6.7%.
Later in the week, China got rid of the circuit breakers and stocks stopped free falling. Still, even the major U.S. stock indexes over the past week fell between 6 and 7%. Matthew Koffler is with Federated Clover Investment Advisors. He says, actually, the China trouble itself isn't so terrible.
Perfectly normal for growing economies like China or India to go through growing pains, but it will sort itself out.
Koffler says, though, on top of China, there's plenty of geopolitical uncertainty, tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia, terrorist attacks, and...
You had North Korea apparently testing a hydrogen bomb. That's not a good development, and we can call it saber-rattling all we want. It's not a good development.
There's skepticism about whether that really was a hydrogen bomb, but Koffler says all these things together have taken a toll on investor confidence. Finally, by Friday morning, markets got some good news. The Labor Department reported nearly 300,000 job gains in the U.S. in December, and the previous 2 months were revised higher by another 50,000 jobs.
The U.S. economy is recovering.
David Kotak is chief economist at Cumberland Advisors. He says he was encouraged by the jobs report. He also thinks cheaper gasoline is going to give the economy more of a boost going forward. And he says he's bullish on the outlook for the U.S. for the rest of the decade for a bunch of reasons.
Low interest rates, gradually improving growth, gradually improving labor markets in the United States, and the U.S. stock market will flourish in such an environment. Maybe dramatically higher.
Still, the jobs report had a weak spot in it, wage growth. Lindsay Piegza is chief economist at Stifel Nicolaus. She says wage growth was flat in this latest report, and it's been too anemic throughout the recovery.
That's exactly right. And that's how we know that this current average pace of around 250,000 jobs is insufficient to absorb all of the slack in the labor market. If that was sufficient, we would be talking about 3-4% wage growth. But instead, we're still bouncing around 2-2.5%.
So Piegza says this recovery has a ways to go before she'll feel really good about the health of the U.S. economy. Many investors may actually be thinking the same thing. Even after the better-than-expected jobs report, the Dow and the S&P both closed down another 1% yesterday. Chris Arnold, NPR News.